Peonia citizens waded through 11 agenda items and several reports before the opportunity to talk about sidewalks finally arrived. By then, one 37-year resident of the town had a bit of pent-up anger.
I take care of my sidewalks. I take care of my mother's sidewalks. But when she gets a letter that she doesn't understand, threatening her with a $1,000 fine, for a few weeds growing on her sidewalk, you need to go about this a different way. I mean, talk to the homeowners. Don't send them a letter. Explain it to them.
Loretha Rolfe received an ovation after her speech to the council.
We're not pedestrian friendly on our sidewalks, but what about our streets? We've got potholes that will swallow a smart car right now. I'm the administrator at Peonia Care and Rehab Center. And I also work for the veterans of this community and their families, and they're all elderly. They do not have the money to fix sidewalks in front of their street. They do not. So you're going to take their houses from them? Because you're going to say, okay, we're going to put a tax lien on them? That is not acceptable in my mind and in my town. It's not okay.
Diane Sylvain also spoke.
The town I know can't afford to plow my street, you know. I try to get out there or get help to shovel my own walk, and that's hard enough. I understand that, you know, we don't have a lot of money and takes a while to fix the street. Well, I guess I would like that kind of consideration about fixing the sidewalk.
If some council members were on the defensive, it's because they asked voters in 2011 to approve a $3 per month surcharge to the water and trash fee to finance sidewalk repair, and even that small amount was rejected by voters. But in the end, the council decided to hold their letter in abeyance and take more time to find a solution to one of Peonia's bumpy problems. As part of that process, they'll take another look at 2007's sidewalk report. For KVNF News, I'm Marty Derlin.